a long time ago, there was a group of men who wanted to live together so that they could really help each other to study God's word and to live in God's way. They chose to live in Bethlehem because that was the place where Jesus had been born. And the leader of their group was a wise and holy man whose name was Jerome. It was their habit every day in the evening to sit together with their Bibles and to read and study and talk about God's word and meaning in their lives. So one evening, while they were reading the Bible, into the courtyard of the place where they lived, came limping a lion. Some of them jumped up right then and ran away as fast as they could because the lions are big and fierce and scary. But Jerome didn't run after that because this one was limping. So Jerome walked toward their dress, and the lion lifted up his paw, and Jerome could see that it had been pierced with sharp thorns, exactly right. And so he called to his brothers, "Come back and bring water and cloth and medicine. We have to help this lion. He's in pain." And so they washed and they pulled out the thorns and they put medicine and bandaged up the paw. And within a few days, the lion's paw was all better again and he wasn't moving anymore. And so they thought, probably, now he's going to leave and go on his way. But he didn't. He stayed there. And so Jerome called all the brothers together and he said, "I think that this lion wants to stay among us. We need to find a job to allow him to contribute." And Jerome said, "You know, I think God could have healed this lion in all kinds of ways, but he sent him here to allow us to heal him, and he must have something in mind that would help us and give this lion a way to contribute. Do you have any ideas what would be a good job for this lion to do? Do you have one? That the brothers have one?" "Well, I'll tell you what they thought of." "Okay, and he..." "Well, you would think that a lion would be good at hunting. This lion seems to become very gentle, and they..." This is kind of surprising, because one of them said, "Well, we need a defender, a protector for our donkey. There are certain times of the day that our donkey works really hard and carries wood from the forest here to us so that we have firewood for cooking and keeping warm. But other times, the donkey needs to be out in the fields, in the meadows, grazing and drinking water and resting. And if we let the donkey out there by himself, we've been so worried that something bad might happen to the donkey. Let's put the lion in charge of protecting and defending our donkey." So Jerome said, "No, I think that's a really good idea. That's what we'll do." And every day, that lion would walk with the donkey out to the meadows and where the streams were, and would stand guard while the donkey grazed and rested and drank fresh water. And then when it was time for the donkey to work carrying wood, the lion would bring him to the brother who was going to help climb wood on the donkey's back. And so he became a member of that group of people and creatures faithfully living in God's word. Old stories like that remind us that when we're living in harmony with God, we also are living in harmony with God's creation. So we're going to say a prayer together, and maybe you can find somebody who can to hold. I'm actually going to read some words out of the Bible. Oh, you want to hold my hand now? Okay. From Psalm 148. "Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all beasts, fire and hail, snow and frost, O stormy wind fulfilling your purpose, mountains and all hills, fruit trees.